This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network. Thank you for being with us. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
You know, you asked me if my hair on my arms is growing longer, and the answer is our hair is growing longer, Dr. Shealy. Mrs. Finelli's is, and the gal who cuts our hair was surprised at how fast our hair is growing. And I guess you're seeing the same thing?
Yeah, well, on the head, I agree, but when I see it on the arms, it's more noticeable.
Right,
some reason,
right,
you know, my hair,
right.
I mean, after all, my hair gets cut every two or three weeks, but my arms, I don't cut the hair, and it's mm-hmm. twice as long as it used to be.
Right. Is the color changed?
Well, the interesting thing, I think I've lost 90% of my gray compared to what I had 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And would you please tell our class why this is happening?
Well, I think it's from the Adreno Scalar device. You know, we did a study on it a couple of years ago, and it significantly decreases your biochemical stress response in the body. And I think it's just the long-term, two-year noticeable effects of decreasing stress chemistry in my body.
Yep. Dr. Shealy, I had a question for you about, you know, you've been doing a number of studies for, well, I guess, over a year now about drug addiction.
Yeah.
Why, have you talked with these addicts to ask them, okay, what got you started? Why do you take drugs? What is it about these drugs that makes you keep going back until they met you? Have you had that discussion with them?
I actually have not. Although, you know, we know to some extent that they have cravings. And the biggest probable problem in drug, people who become opioid, especially addicts, is a lack of dopamine. Dopamine is the most important mood choosing, if you will, our mood, wanting, desire. At any rate, we know that that's true. But I haven't talked with the individuals about it.
Have you studied the bliss oils with drug addicts as well?
No. I think they're not strong enough for that particular problem. The biggest problem with the average drug addict is they don't want to quit. I mean, they may pay lip service to it, but actually they kind of like it. And they have the cravings that are, you know, virtually unhandleable. They just can't handle the cravings. And so they, once they get it, they're hooked.
And it seems as if people are breaking into vehicles for ridiculously low valued items. Our son took my truck over to Springfield. This was a couple of years ago, and on the floor was a very small inverter. It's like just 440 watts, and you know, it fit in the palm of your hand. And it looks like somebody saw that and decided that it was worth breaking into the car for that. You know, the thought of that, the violation of private property, personal property, just irritates me. And I would have gone ballistic had I seen that.
I think you're understating the reality.
Yeah. If I had such
an insult to privacy.
Right, right. I got to tell you that several years ago, there were three hunters committing trespass on our farm. Not only that, our farm is marked, you know, no hunting. And in the corrupt state of Missouri, if you paint your fence posts purple, purple is the color, if you paint them purple, that is the equivalent of no trespassing, no hunting. And yet, people think that they have a right to hop your barbed wire fence. I mean, there's a barbed wire fence that if you're not careful, you get sliced up. No, that doesn't stop them. They'll hop the fence and they'll go hunting. Well, these three individuals hopped our fence, shot and killed three turkeys, and our son and I heard the shots. We raced out on a dirt bike and four-wheeler, and we were armed, and we saw these guys with shotguns. And I was screaming at them, drop the gun, drop the gun, drop. And they dropped the guns. I said, on the ground, on the ground. And I laid these guys out. I did. And they had hopped our fence to get back to the truck, which was on the dirt road. And I laid them out on the dirt road. Spread eagle, all three of them on the dirt road. I was livid. Absolutely livid. Because they violated us. And you know, I did not draw my, I had my 45 on my side, and I didn't draw it. I didn't take it out of the holster. Our son didn't either. And these three hunters were absolutely terrified, and they had shotguns. They had loaded shotguns, and they were so surprised at our reaction that they just spread out on the dirt road. And what I'm saying is, that's how violated I felt. And I made them sign a confession. I said, here it is. Sign this and you can go. And they signed a confession. And what I was trying, and I took their ammunition. I emptied their shotguns so they wouldn't shoot us. And I told them they could have their shotguns and they could have their turkeys. And if they ever came back and did anything like that again, or if I ever saw them, I explained to them, today is the nicest you will have ever seen me. And that's after I laid him out on the road.
I presume they've not been back.
No. No. And, you know, the word is out. You know, if you want to go hunting, there's some places where you should not go hunting. And that's kind of how we're, you know, our farm is perceived. But I object to the carelessness, the recklessness, the me first. I got a right. No one has a right to trespass on another person's property. Well, that's where we are today, Dr. Schilling, and it's very, very sad. I had a question. I was thinking about this over the weekend. I remember in the 1950s, my grandmother used to say that her back was really, really sore. And I bet it was because she had it tough. They grew vegetables and she weeded the garden every day. If they wanted to eat, you know, during growing season, they had a garden. They had a magnificent garden. But she was always in the garden, always bending over for decades. And her back was sore. And she had, and I still have the bulb to this day, a clear lens infrared light bulb, kind of like a floodlight style. And my question for you is, she would lie down and have that, my grandfather would aim it at her back, you know, from a couple, several feet away, and she felt it helped. Is that a dangerous thing to do?
Well, I don't know about infrared lights. I presume they're no different from the infrared blankets and mattresses and all kinds of things you can buy today. As far as I know, far infrared is quite good for you.
Okay. And, well, this they used to be called heat lamps, H-E-A-T,
yes.
lamps. And if you were in a motel or a hotel, probably a hotel, in the 1980s and before, they would have these infrared lamps on a dial, a mechanical timer, so you could set it for 5 minutes or 8 minutes or 15 minutes, something like that. You turn the knob, and because it used a lot of electricity, maybe 150 watts, but you'd hear that timer clicking, and it'd be in the bathroom. And I wasn't sure if that was just to, you know, warm up the floor so you didn't step on a cold floor, and heat the bathroom inexpensively, you know, the small, tiny bathtub, shower, toilet, sink kind of bathrooms, or what disinfecting maybe the, you know, the bacteria that's in the in and on everything. Does it have any effect for that, do you know?
I don't think they would be strong enough to kill most bacteria.
Okay. That would be ultraviolet, and that would be kind of dangerous because
yeah.
people would look at it and blind
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, that would damage your eye at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have, when we built our bathroom in the main floor, I have a provision for an overhead recessed infrared light, and I have the bulb in it. That's why I was asking if it's would you consider it dangerous or not?
I think not dangerous, but probably not really as effective as something where you put the infrared on right next to your skin.
Okay, all right. I was thinking about a DMSO. And doesn't DMSO help you absorb through your skin, whatever's on your skin?
Yes.
Okay. So I was thinking about this. I was working on an automatic transmission. And it's even though I wear gloves, you know, it's, little droplets will get on you, and then they spread out. So, you know, one drop becomes one square inch or 2 square inches of surface area, you know, if you get oil on you. And if I'm changing oil or working with grease on the farm. And I was thinking, would DMSO be dangerous for someone like me who gets, you know, petroleum products on us, even though we wear protection and wear, you know, jumpsuits and things like that to, you know, keep that those spills and sprays off us. And I'm thinking, like, okay, so mechanics, you know, people who work with chemicals, would you say that we should probably avoid DMSO?
Well, unless if you're not going to get the petroleum product, if you will, on your skin, I would say it's okay. But if you really are going to actually have that petroleum on your skin on top of, if you will, your DMSO, that could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so as I was thinking about that, if I were consuming DMSO, and I used shampoo in the shower, or if I used hand lotion of relatively unknown contents, would that be dangerous? You know, skin lotion, hand lotion, body wash, you know, while consuming DMSO. Can you hold that thought until we come back from this break and let us know what are your concerns about DMSO and normal hygiene-type products? We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, Delta Airlines flight attendants have been complaining for over a year now after Delta Airlines has introduced new uniforms, and they're kind of a purple color. And the flight attendants have been, we'll say, pressured into wearing them. And they come in with slacks and vests, or slacks and tops, and or dresses and skirts. And so I'm trying to see these from the image, and the image is in the distance, so it's really hard to see exactly what the uniforms are, but they're purple. And they cover a lot of skin. And the Delta Airlines flight attendants, I used to call them stewardesses, are complaining that the uniforms are causing skin rashes almost a year after the company introduced them, or about a year after. And they don't want to wear them. So Delta has about 24,000 flight attendants, and they just... They're experiencing skin rashes, skin burns, and I'm looking at images where it looks like purple rashes on the stomach, you know, the neck, and so according to what I've learned, there's no definitive science that is saying exactly what has caused this particular set of rashes, but some doctors have told the flight attendants that formaldehyde and Teflon chemical finishing put in the uniforms to make them more stain resistant and durable are likely culprits. Have you seen clothing causing irritation, things like that?
Well, I have not. However, I'm sure it's possible, and I heard it on the news actually today that the airline attendants were suing the company because of being forced to wear this material, which they said had these impurities in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember, this has got to be 20 years ago, that clothing manufacturers were spraying insecticide or washing the clothes in insecticide, a small amount, so that while the clothes were on the way from Bangladesh or Sri Lanka or Vietnam or wherever they came from, that the bugs would not eat the clothing, you know, before the customer bought it. And many people will buy, I'm very serious about this. You know, I've been doing doublespeak, and I announce when I do doublespeak, this is true. The idea was that, you know, they pack these, the blue jeans or whatever shirts tightly in these containers, and then the bugs would eat them on the way over here. And so to prevent that, that loss of product, they used insecticide to prevent that. So the insects just get one bite, and then they die. Well, when we buy clothing for our family, it is never worn until it's washed. And when we wash our clothing, we wash it, new clothing, several times, and we do multiple rinses. And you and I have talked about this, but I just want to share with the class another time. We have an old-fashioned Whirlpool-style agitator washer. And it has one of these timers that you can actually rotate, you know, with the knob. And there's a permanent press cycle, a gentle cycle, and a regular cycle. And we'll use the regular cycle. We'll use, we'll wash the clothes, and when it's done spinning, its final rinse and spin, we'll go turn the dial to the rinse and spin cycle again, and we'll run water through it and centrifugally spin the water through the clothes to give it a second rinse. Now, if it's new clothing, we'll do that whole wash and rinse and extra rinse procedure twice to get the insecticide out of the clothing. Dr. Sheila, your thoughts?
Well, I'm an underachiever. I only do it once. I felt once was probably enough, and I guess I've never had a problem that I know of.
Well, I don't want to have a problem.
Well,
so,
I agree. Yeah. I think it's very wise. I mean, there are all kinds of things in addition to insecticides. God knows what else they put in those clothes.
Including the dyes. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As hundreds of thousands of demonstrators continue to show anger in the streets of Tehran and other Iranian cities, President Trump is sticking by his threats to attack Iranian cultural sites if that nation retaliates for the airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. Responding to reporters' questions yesterday, the president said, "Why are cultural sites off limits when American forces face roadside bombs?" Many experts say attacking cultural sites would amount to war crimes. Meanwhile, Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Elizabeth Warren is asking,
why does he pick now to take this highly inflammatory, highly dangerous action that moves us closer to war?
She spoke on CNN. Still awaiting damage reports after a 5.8 magnitude earthquake hits the southeast coast of Puerto Rico today. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And, Dr. Shealy, did you have any comments on what we were just talking about?
Well, not really. I think there's one thing I do want to mention about DMSO, however.
Great.
To go back to that subject. You know that your FDA has been violently opposed to DMSO on the skin, but they approve it for irrigation of the bladder. I mean, that's got to be the craziest, duplicity in the world, but typical of the FDA.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any concerns about DMSO? Is there anything
that
you'd like to...
Well, it can cause skin irritation itself. It can cause sort of almost like a sunburn and flaking of the skin. But other than that, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I wanted to talk about frequencies with you, if that's okay. And back in the very early 70s, I was at the university. And a few of us, and I won't mention any names because of the content of what I'm about to say. I don't want to implicate anyone else. But we did some research, and you could go to the university library, and you could learn about patents. And the Bell telephone system was very proud of their computer signaling system for placing telephone calls. So proud that they patented the system. And anyone could go to the library and look up how the calls were processed. And for example, back then, when you made a telephone call, let's say you were using a rotary dial, in the background, you could it was a very faint signal, and you could hear these multiple tones going off, and it took about a second for all of the tones to process the call. And you could hear it in the background. Did you ever hear that, Dr. Shealy? You know what I'm talking about? You place the call, and it goes, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, you know, in the background.
Yep.
Have you ever heard?
Yep.
Okay.
I remember that.
Okay. Well, we researched exactly what those tones were. And there were two tones that were processed simultaneously. Two tones for each digit that would be dialed. Now, so class, if you decide to look this up on Wikipedia, what I'm talking about is it's called DTMF, dual tone multifrequency. Okay, you can look that up on Wikipedia. Now, what you'll see is something a little different from what I'm talking about. The DTMF that you'll see on Wikipedia is the signaling system that the telephone keypad, when you press number one, for example, on your telephone keypad today, you will be processing two tones, the 697 cycles per second and 1209 cycles per second. So the simultaneous creation of those two tones in a sine wave will equal the number 1. And then 697 cycles per second and 1336 cycles per second is the number 2. Okay. So with multiple tones, all of the numbers on your phone keypad and the other special keys like the star and the pound can be generated. All right. That's not what the exact frequencies that were used that you would hear in the background when you placed a call, either with the touch tone brand new phones back then or the rotary phones, which produced no sounds. But in the background, we experimented with those sounds, and we knew exactly how they worked. And we knew exactly how the telephone system back then processed calls. Now, the reason I'm mentioning all this is we would use an oscilloscope to make sure that if we were generating any of these tones, they would be perfect sine waves. So if we fast forward to today, the question that I'm asking is, it's going to take me a little longer than this. I know that if you take a tuning fork, and a common frequency for a tuning fork is 440 cycles per second, or 440 hertz. Now, if you have one of them and you tap it, it will make that perfect sound, 440 cycles per second. If you have two of them and they're close to each other, let's say a few inches apart, the first one ringing at 440 cycles per second will cause the second one to ring at 440 cycles per second. You know what I'm talking about, right, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so then if we progress to the next thing and we say, okay, so you have a tuning fork, and you don't have another tuning fork, but you have a person next to that tuning fork, are there properties of the body that would resonate at that 440 cycles per second until the first tuning fork decays in amplitude, meaning gets softer, 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 and then stops?
I'm not aware of an average person being able to perceive a tuning fork from a distance of even an inch away. You can hear it, of course, but not feel it.
Mm-hmm.
The most important neurologic exam to me is whether or not you still can feel vibratory sensation, especially in your feet. The average doctor does not check for that. And I find probably 25% or more of all the patients who walk into my office have partial to significant loss of vibratory sensation in the feet. That is a form of neuropathy, nerve damage.
So, Dr. Shealy, you have a tuning fork in your office, then?
It's my favorite, too.
And what frequency is that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's interesting. The best frequency for vibratory feeling is vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And that is a frequency of 128 cycles per second.
Vitamin C is 128 CPS?
Yeah, it's better than the higher frequencies for feeling vibration.
Huh. Okay. And did you say vitamin C?
No. The note C. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The note C.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the note C.
There it is. That's it.
Okay. We can't hear that, Dr. Shealy. I'll tell you why. The telephone system in the United States is capable of transmitting 300 cycles per second up to 3,000 cycles per second.
Interesting.
And so you are below the minimum threshold with 128 cycles per second. Now, you can hear it in your office,
yeah,
but we can't hear it here. So I can't hear it, and I'm sure if I can't hear it, the class can't hear it. Because I have more bandwidth than that coming from my studio in the farm to GCN. So it didn't, your signal did not, 128 cycles per second or 128 hertz did not make it to GCN because of the telephone communication system, the landlines. Okay, so the reason I'm mentioning all of this is to build to the level of understanding that a resonance is that frequency that takes less energy to maintain. So, for example, when we've all been on a set of swings when we were children, maybe even as adults, we've even hopped on a swing, and the word was pumping. So you'd kind of kick your legs out, and you'd thrust forward, and then you'd change your position, go backward, and you keep pumping, go higher and higher and higher. But if someone were to push you, if you're a child and gave you that initial push, and you learned how to pump, you could go higher and higher and higher. Or you could start all by yourself, just go backward as far as your feet would let you, you know, touch the ground, and then start swinging. And you could, at the right frequency, go higher and higher and higher. But if you were off that frequency, just the smallest amount, you would go slower. Or if someone pushed you at the wrong time, you'd go slower. It would interrupt and prevent you from hitting that resonant frequency. So what I'm saying is that 440 cycle per second tuning fork with another one nearby, they would both be ringing at 440 cycles per second. Well, if you used that model and said that one tuning fork could affect and impact and drive the other tuning fork that's close by, if the body had certain frequencies that would disrupt cancer, for example, could those frequencies be used? And, for example, I mentioned two different frequencies being used in the Bell telephone system dialing plan. Well, what about two different frequencies being used together near the body? I'm not talking about sonic pressures of 120 decibels or more. I'm just talking about low amplitude signals, not too loud, but that the body can't tolerate, absolutely cannot tolerate, and would disrupt cancer cells. What are your thoughts? Is there a possibility for that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, you are describing what Dr. Rife worked with almost 100 years ago. And thanks to your AMA and the czar of the AMA, Fishbein, who demanded ownership, partial ownership of Rife's discovery, and therefore destroyed Rife's work. But Rife actually was using frequency to kill cancer, but he had a 60,000 power microscope to make the diagnosis and decide which frequency to use. And although there are many, many companies now that claim they make Rife devices, none of them come with a 60,000 power microscope, so it's a bunch of crap.
So I was wondering, you know, I know you've experimented and you've tested.
Lindsay Warren, Wellness Institute. This is Lindsay.
I know you've experimented a lot with different frequencies. So there are beneficial frequencies, and then there are detrimental frequencies, right?
Right.
And have you experimented with multiple frequencies? Meaning, like for example, harmonics. If you take a 100 cycle per second frequency, and then take the 11th harmonic of that, which would be 1100 cycles per second, and put them together. Have you experimented?
I have not done that.
Okay, I have not either, and I have not built a signal generator since the 70s. I might still be able to find one lying around somewhere, but I haven't built one in a long time. But I did buy an oscilloscope, and I want to thank Bert Bertonis for selling me one right off his workbench in California. So I have that here, and I want to experiment with that. But I do want to experiment with different frequencies and a microscope. But I only have a lab-quality microscope. I don't have anything anywhere near the magnification that you're talking about. Okay, so I was just wondering about frequencies and disrupting and, you know, disease. And then do you have any information about these sonic frequencies that are used to disperse crowds? Do you know what they might be? We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, any comments about frequencies and the body that you'd like to mention before we
unfortunately, that is not in my repertoire. Okay. It needs to be, but I don't have all the equipment I need to study it adequately.
Okay. Well, the military, the U.S. military, has a device called an LRAD, L-R-A-D. And they have it on a ship, and it's called a long-range acoustic device, So we have, our military has sonic and ultrasonic weapons. And these are like, we can call them sonic bullets, sonic grenades, sonic mines, sonic cannons, and they can be a focused or a directed sound or ultrasound, meaning we can't hear it. Well, in 2011, there was a New York Police Department ready with an LRAD, and there was an Occupy Wall Street protest in 2011. They were ready to use this thing. And so this is a high-powered device creating sound waves that can destroy eardrums of the target. The pain is immense. It can cause disorientation. And the thought is, well, we'll kill them. We'll just make it so painful that they'll leave. So I'm talking about the police and the military. Well, the frequencies that were experimented with by a guy named Vic, as in Victor Tandy, T-A-N-D-Y, in the 1900s, was between 0.3 of a cycle per second and 18.9 cycles per second. And Vic Tandy found that these frequencies caused a feeling of uneasiness, and it made people uncomfortable. And so we've experimented with more of these frequencies, and so there's been some studies about exposure to, and this is where the medical part comes in, high-intensity ultrasound at between 700,000 cycles per second, or 700 kilohertz, to 3.6 million cycles per second, or 3.6 megahertz, can cause lung, L-U-N-G, lung and intestinal damage in mice. It can cause serious consequences such as atrial flutter and bradycardia. So 700 kilohertz to 3.6 megahertz can cause lung and intestinal damage in mice. Pretty scary stuff, right? And obviously, if it damages mice, it can damage other living things as well. Would you agree with that, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yes. I mean, it may not be exactly the same, but unequivocally, that's getting risky.
And so if we're wondering why whales are beaching, dolphins are beaching, you know, they just jump out of the water, you got to ask yourself, is it because we are polluting the ocean with these enormously powerful sounds that we don't hear because we're not in the ocean? But we'd hear them if they did them on land and we were close enough, we would certainly hear them. This is awful, and you know, we're talking about what militaries around the world are experimenting with. And I did not want to be on the receiving end of a sound cannon. And my understanding is, in the corrupt state of Missouri, Dr. Shealy, we have two of them on wheels, so they can be brought wherever they need to be brought to destroy us. Sound cannons, and it's and the department, I believe it's the Department of Transportation in Missouri that has these. Any comments about these kinds of things as weapons?
Well, all government is evil. Some is more so. I don't like or trust anything the government does.
Yeah, right. And you know, I remember back in the 1970s when I was at the university, there was an expression, America, love it or leave it. And I thought, what a silly thing to say. So if America is doing some awful things, either love it or leave it. What about fix it? What about fixing it if it's doing awful things? Why love? Well, that's easy to fix. We'll just start right over. Throw them all out, every one of them, every one, top to bottom, left to right. Yeah. Come back, Dr. Shealy. May we talk about changing soap in the shower? Is it a good idea? Bar soap versus liquid soap. And I'd like to talk about spandex in clothing. Why is that happening? Stretchy blue jeans, stretchy shirts. I think we've lost our minds. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. If you'd like to talk to him, give us a call.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.